It was only marginally cooler inside, and the dozen and a half customers who were drinking held bandanas at the ready to wipe away the sweat. Matt surveyed the place, doing so with such calmness that the average person would think it no more than a glance of idle curiosity. In reality, it was a very thorough appraisal of the room. He was interested to see who was carrying and who wasn't, and how they were armed, what type of weapons they were carrying, and whether or not those who were armed were wearing their guns in such a way as to indicate that they knew how to use them. There was one man standing at the far end of the bar who did bear a second look. He was a small man, no taller than 5 feet 5 inches, Matt guessed. He was dressed all in black, including a low crown hat that was ringed by a silver band. What caused Matt to pay a little more attention to him than anyone else in the room was the fact that, while everyone else in the saloon had given him at least a cursory glance, this man stood at the bar staring pointedly into his drink. It was as if he was purposely avoiding any eye contact. The bartender stood behind the bar wiping the used glasses with his stained apron before he stacked them among the unused glasses. When he saw Matt step up to the bar, he put a glass into place, then moved down toward him.
What'll it be?
I'll have a beer.
The bartender reached for one of the glasses he had just cleaned with the stained apron, but Matt pointed to a different glass. It also might have been wiped with the dirty apron, but at least Matt hadn't seen him do it.
I'll take that glass.
The bartender shrugged his shoulders but made no comment as he held the new glass under the spigot. Matt finished his beer, then put the glass down.
Want another?
Not yet. I got 4 days of trail stink on me and I need to take a bath somewhere. I didn't see a bathhouse on the way in.
That's because this town ain't got a bathhouse. But if you're wanting a bath, you can take one here. We got a bathing room upstairs. It'll cost you $2.
$2? For a bath? Most of the time, it's no more than a quarter.
Yeah, but since this is the only place in town you can get a bath, that is, unless you're planning on bathing in the Powder River, the boss charges what he can get.
How many people are willing to pay that?
No more than one or two a week.
Matt knew he was being taken advantage of, but he really needed a bath and had been thinking about it for the last 24 hours. He put $2 on the bar.
Water better be hot, there better be soap in the towel, it damn well better be clean.
Don't worry, it will be. Can't very well take a bath without hot water, soap, and a clean towel now, can you?
I didn't see a hotel either.
Not likely you would, seeing as we ain't got one. We got rooms here if you want one.
How much?
That'll be $2.
You know where I can find a man named Morton Fruin?
You looking for him, are you?
I am.
If you think you might get hired on out at the Powder River Cattle Company Ranch, I don't think he's hiring anyone new.
I'm not looking to be hired, I'm just looking for him.
Well, if you come in town from the north, you're more than likely seen his castle.
His castle?
Yeah, that's what folks around here call it. It's made of logs, but it ain't nothing like any log cabin you ever seen. Why, I wouldn't be surprised if it was the biggest house in all of Wyoming.
How long will it take to get the bath ready?
Not long. 15 minutes or so. You gonna be taking a room here? Because if you are, I'll have the bathtub brought up to your room filled with hot water.
Matt took out another $2.
Yeah, I'll take a room. But for now, I saw a mercantile across the street. I'm gonna go buy a new pair of trousers and a shirt. That is, if the same man that owns this place doesn't own that store. If he does, I probably can't afford it.
Mr. Oliver don't own it. Yet. But he's been trying to buy it, and like as not, he will someday.
Would your name be Matt Jensen?
The question came from the man at the far end of the bar, the small man dressed in black. Hanging low in a quick-draw holster on the right side of a bullet-studded pistol belt was a silver-plated Colt 44, its grip inlaid with mother-of-pearl. The man's eyes were so pale a blue that they looked like chips of ice. He had not turned toward Matt yet, but was watching him in the mirror. He tossed the rest of his drink down, then took a towel from one of the bar rings and very carefully dabbed at his mouth. That done, he replaced the towel, then turned to look at Matt.
Hey, you!
Matt did not turn.
I'm talking to you, mister.
Are you now?
You're Matt Jensen, are you?
Matt didn't answer.
I seen you once down in Laramie, Matt Jensen. That is you, ain't it?
I'm Matt Jensen.
You're the famous gunfighter, aren't you?
Mister, seems to me like you've got something sticking in your craw. Why don't you let me buy you a drink, and then we'll each just go our own way.
Uh-uh. It don't happen like that.
I think I see where you're going with this. And if you'd take a little friendly advice, I'd say don't go there.
Don't go there? Don't go there? Is that what you said?
That's what I said. Don't go there.
Is that how you built your reputation, Mr. Matt Jensen? By frightening people into not drawing against you? Am I supposed to be afraid now just because I'm in the presence of the great Matt Jensen?
You're not gonna let this go, are you?
No, I ain't gonna let it go. You see, I make my living with my gun, and I've been hired to kill you. Well, sir, I don't want to be hung for murder, so the only way I can justify killing you is if it is a fair fight. So, that's what I'm wanting to do now. I want to goad you into drawing on me.
What's your name?
Name is Houston. Kyle Houston. I reckon you've heard of me.
Yeah, I have.
Really? What have you heard?
I've heard that you're a bully and a coward, trying to make a reputation by backshooting old men and young boys. Heard you never faced a man down in your life.
Draw, Jensen!
Houston was quick. Quicker than anyone else this town had ever seen. And as he started his draw, a broad, triumphant smile spread across his face. He had caught Matt by surprise, and Matt was going to have to react to the draw. Then, even before Houston could bring his pistol to bear, he realized that he wasn't quick enough.
I've been damned. I've been killed.
Yeah, you have.
Matt turned back to the bar, then slid his beer toward the bartender.
I believe I'm going to need something a little stronger than beer.